Now, Chetan, you've attended several matches over the years, so I'm just sort of thinking ones you've done where I've spoken to you afterwards, including the World Cup final last year, IPL finals. Where does this one rank in terms of your experience?
Well, two World Cups I've covered now in 2 years, and I think this one ranks pretty high in the matches, the best matches that I've seen. I remember the England-South Africa game. I remember the at Chennai. I remember the India-England game, which was tied at Bangalore. And, of course, the final then, the India-Pakistan match, which had caught quite a lot of seesawing at Mohali. And even this tournament, we had some good games. The West Indies-Australia game, although rain truncated, but it had some good fun because West Indies batted very well. And then Australia were going, got great guns, and we were in for a close finish. But this one is right there at the top of the list, along with those ODIs, because simply the way the West Indies turned this game around from scratch, they just came out full of energy with the batting, with the bowling and their fielding. They were excellent in the field, held their catches, stopped the runs. There was a couple of chances that went off them, but again, they were fielding absolutely everything very well, and what a deserving victory.
And finally, Chetan, we understand that Shane Watson's been named as the man of the series. Do you think there should have been any other contenders? And what about perhaps a highlight of the tournament for you to put you on the spot?
Right. No, I don't think Shane Watson, there's any other contender apart from Shane Watson for the man of the series award. If you want a particular memory from me, the best moment I thought of Shane Watson was when the first match he was bowling against Chris Gayle. And he bowled a bouncer, and Gayle tried to duck under it and got hit on the helmet. He got Gayle out in the first match, and he's the only bowler in this tournament who's kept Gayle quiet. Of course, in the semi-final, he was hit all over the park by Chris Gayle in a sort of revenge. But again, the only bowler in this tournament who at least kept Gayle quiet once. And Chris Gayle failed twice against Sri Lanka. But again, the way Shane Watson bowled against Chris Gayle with a plan, with guts, That really stood out. And of course, he single-handedly carried Australia into the semi-finals. We saw how the middle order was very, very fragile against spin on a slow attack. So no other deserving candidate than Shane Watson for the Man of the Tournament Awards.
And just to finish off, Chetan, a tournament highlight overall for you, perhaps one moment that might just stick in the memory forevermore?
I think this particular match, I think this is the best memory that we take away from this tournament, because against Sri Lanka in a packed stadium, packed means packed to the full. This is the best crowd in this particular tournament so far. The atmosphere of Sri Lanka is famous for everything going for them. Then the slow start, the first 10 overs, no runs, absolutely no runs, and then Marlon Samuels playing that innings, and then again the turning point, the turnaround when they were in the field. This is the standout match from this 2012 ITC World T20.